Hello everybody, it's Mark Morton here from Mercia Group. Just sitting here at 13:41 after the Chancellor had just spent the best part of an hour with his various announcements. The most leaky budget for a long time. So some of this stuff that we knew was coming, national insurance for both employees and self-employed down from 8 to 6%. Furnished holiday lets abolition, you know, it's all right saying it quite what that will mean, but abolition of that regime, bearing in mind that for inheritance tax, it had been pretty much abolished over recent years in a different way anyway. So we shall see precisely if it's as simple as that. Increasing of tax on vapes, we knew that was coming. Couple of things that we didn't know were coming. Changes to the high income child benefit regime to stop the situation where two parts of a couple can have £49,000 each and suffer no consequence, etc. The Chancellor did say that after 13 years, 11 years, he just realised this was going on, and that the changes may be complicated, but in the short term, increase the thresholds. So there'll be some immediate changes by the sound of it from April of this year, and then a longer term plan to go back to, I think, to a world pre-independent taxation almost, which will be quite interesting. Abolition of the non-dom regime, but again, complicated. So not quite as simple as saying let's get rid of non-dom regime to be replaced with a different regime. And it appears that that will be in April 25. And the other thing which I thought was quite interesting, reduction in the rate of residential property CGT, so the higher rate there, 28 to 24%. Bit surprised. If I was on the other side of the equation, I'd say, you know, put all rates of CGT up to stop people fiddling the system and trying to get capital, not income. But it appears that we're going down a different route. So bit of flavour of changes, commitment to reduce NI in the future as and when possible. But of course, what we're talking about here is employees, not employers again. So tinkering, pre-election, we shall see what effect it has. So I am off now to update my tax cards and do a bit of writing. Take care, everyone. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Mercia podcast. For more information on this topic, please visit mercia-group.com.